Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tan G Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tan G. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tan G, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tan G. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tan G.
Hey, welcome to the show that was really founded on Kingdom Principles, a show designed to move you from where you are to where you want to be. It's packed full of fun and excitement, and we bring people on that are really doing things in the marketplace, and they come by to tell us, you know, how did they get here? I'm excited because we've got a young lady that's coming up at the bottom of the hour that is just, when I tell you this woman is trailblazing her way into greatness, please believe that. And of course, I've got my co-host, Niles and KJ. Hey, guys. Hi. Niles, how are you?
I'm good. I don't know why my screen is like this. It's the same way every week. And then all of a sudden today, I want to do something different. But I'm here.
You're here. Absolutely. Thanks for joining, KJ.
How you guys doing?
Great, great show. Absolutely. Everybody's doing good. And I'm just fixated at Niles' picture right here.
We'll get through it.
Last week, guys, we had a phenomenal show because we had a gentleman, David Anthony, that was telling us by a demonstration of his life why now is vital. And he just kind of really hit home on the principle in and of itself, putting one foot in front of the other and just moving out of his own way and getting exactly where he's supposed to be. And today's principle is pretty similar to that, but it's just the question, why? Prove it. That's it. Prove it to yourself. That's it. Prove it to yourself. What's your it? And you hear people, Niles and I had a conversation earlier, and we were talking about how sometimes you're just trying to prove things, you know, to other people. But I ask that question, what's your it? Only because your it is anything, any condition, any circumstance that challenges you physically, mentally, and spiritually. You will know when it arrives because it serves as a teacher almost. Sort of a teacher that comes on the scene to get ready to teach the student. You'll know that you're right where you're supposed to be when answering what your it is, because whatever you do is going to be tested for authenticity. And I've said that so many times in the past, that when you finally decide that I am going to prove this to myself, not anybody else, but to yourself, that's when the real teacher really does show up. So when you think about KJ, Niles, proving it to yourself, what is your it?
I know for me, entertaining is my it, but going in just to proving it for yourself, I go in with that mindset of like, you came into the world by yourself and you're going to leave by yourself. But the only time you're with other people is to get to another destination. Okay. So I always have to remind myself that, look, I need to understand my, I need to do it for me at the end of the day. And Niles got his camera back. Okay.
Yes, I'm you, sorry.
So yeah. you're muted, Niles.
I'm just messing up today. I'm getting used to the ring light, and you know how, you know, you put it on a little holder, and it was horizontal, and I had to take it off, and now it's vertical. So yeah,
very good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. Now, what's your it? KJ was explaining. KJ, you left off with. I'm sorry.
Because I was saying at the end of the day, all you have is yourself. You enter the world by yourself and you leave the world by yourself, unless you're a twin. but that's a whole nother story. But, but so you have to come to the conclusion, like, you, all you have is you at the end of the day, and right. you gotta please yourself, not everybody else, because then you stretch yourself so thin.
Absolutely. Mm. That's good. And Niles, you're
all right. You know, for me, it's somewhat the same. Of course, like entertaining, but I want to be able to do what I'm doing now on a larger scale. So then I can create opportunities for other people and then inspire people and teach people how to do the same for other people. It's kind of like a chain reaction. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure that I'm using my gift of, you know, comedy, acting, entertainment for the betterment of others and society. Right now, I'm kind of just getting started out. I've been here in LA for a year this month. Hoorah. But so I want to do it on a larger scale and be able to just impact and, you know, and infuse a certain mindset in those around me so they can go out and just populate the world and just spread the message and, you know, use God's gift. But also when you think about like proving it to yourself, I feel like if you prove it to yourself, everything will fall into place. You know, invest in yourself first, believe in yourself first, mm-hmm. and then others will start believing, you know, on a larger scale. You know, the two things that you should be worried about when it comes to like proving, no, the two people that you should be worried about is yourself and God, you know, because, mm-hmm. you know, God wants you to realize the greatness that he put inside of you. So when people see greatness inside of you, it's like a reflection of God. It's like God's light shining through you. So like, here's the thing. It's kind of like what KJ said, you know, you may reach new heights, uncharted heights, you know, be at the top, but there will always be others that refute you no matter what you accomplish. You know, that's why it's important to keep your, you know, your eye on the prize and focus on your purpose, because outside interference may knock you off your stride, you know? Absolutely. And when you focus on proving it to yourself and God, there's no need to constantly seek validation from man. And as we all know, it will never be enough. It's like it's like a drug, you know, it just keeps on calling you and calling you. And, you know, it's like chasing your own tail. No, you won't go anywhere, you know, so focus on your light and continue to do the work.
Absolutely. And one thing that's really interesting, too, is like once you overcome the internal battle, the outside battle is really easy.
That's so good.
Really
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like when they say, if there's no enemy within, then there's no enemy without.
Definitely.
Or, you know, on the outside, yeah.
On the outside. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was in Yugoslavia and I had gone over, it was part of my training. And the it for me, if we're just kind of using this as an applicable way of saying, okay, what is your it? What have you gone through to say that you had to prove it to yourself? I knew I was bold. I knew that I was kind of, you know, courageous, but it wasn't until I got on a flight that took me 21 hours to get to where I was going, right? Landed in, I think it was Switzerland, went from Switzerland to Belgrade, Belgrade to Yugoslavia, which is Nice now. I didn't realize that I could honestly prove that not only can I go to this place, not only can I be the only brown-skinned woman person, you know, in the country at that time, I could do not, but it was, wow, I didn't know I had that kind of strength, you know, aside from him, but it was me being able to prove to myself that I really can do anything I put my mind to, even though it was so out of the norm, and I couldn't, you know, call up a relative to say, how was it when you went, you know, to this country? So for me, outside of knowing that this is a principle that you can use every day in your life, you really have everything. You're equipped with everything that you need here on earth for this assignment. So that was the way that I was able to prove to myself, I can really do anything I put my mind to. I really can. So, and it's not a bragging, you know, or a boasting, boasting him, but it was just, it's refreshing to know that you put your mind to it, sheesh, you can do it. Mm-hmm. Haven't you had those, you know, circumstances before that you put your mind to it? I mean, you are an example, Mr. Niles. You left corporate America. Who does that? You prove
crazy
to yourself.
Crazy people do that. That's how the world looks at you until you get to a certain point.
Yep.
You know, but as you're saying, you know, you have to know within.
Oh my God. Know? Absolutely.
You gotta have that strong foundation because it can be easily shaken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What were you saying, KJ?
Everybody has, like, you're already given the tools already. So when you are tested, that's when your true colors come out.
You better believe it.
So
you better believe it. Absolutely. You better believe it.
You gotta pass the test to be the best.
Yes. And it's a test. I mean, it's like either you're just finishing up with something, you're about to go into something, or, you know, it's just it's a revolving door. You're always being tested on something, you know?
Yeah.
Man. I tell you one thing, this being stuck in the house and only leaving four essential things, this is a test. This is a proving to yourself that you're not going to lose your mind right down through here. Would you agree?
Yeah, lose your mind or waste your time.
Mm.
You know, because you can, there's a lot of, you can just sit in front of the TV all day, talk about how bored you are. Yeah. I feel like the people who are saying they're bored, they're not finding active ways to stay busy. Right. You know, after a while, of course, being a couch potato is going to be, you know, a little boring.
Right. Yeah.
You got to exercise your mind and, you know, strengthen yourself in all areas.
Read a book.
Absolutely.
Read a book.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get off the gram for a little bit.
Pick up a book.
Right.
Make a TikTok. Be productive, you know.
Right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, so let's play a little game, guys. You know what time it is.
I love games.
All right. So we all have bad habits. We all have things that we need to work on, that we need to augment and fix. So what is one bad habit that you guys have that you would like to break or you're working on breaking?
All right. I got to be open, honest, and sincere here. My bad habit is procrastinating. I am the world's greatest procrastinator. I know how to do it. I know what it's going to take for me to do what it is that, you know, my mind set on doing. But sometimes I'll wait till the 11th hour. And then I'm scrambling like, oh, dadgummit, you know, why did I wait so long? So I am truly, honestly, I've got to break that habit. That's one of the worst habits that I have, procrastinating.
Hey, but sometimes one of your best products come out under pressure, so.
But they always do. I wanted to say that, but they always do.
Yeah. I used to struggle with procrastination. I was like, you know what? I'm going to wait because I know that pressure is going to come out with like a great product. But then I realized like, no, I can do it so much better and take time so it's not rushed. One of my bad habits I would have to say would have to be focus. I lose focus.
Really?
Yes.
Is that because you're not interested though? Or you just lose focus? Because I lose focus in things I'm not interested in. I just, after about 30 seconds, I'm like, you're talking too much.
I think it's kind of a mix. I get what you're saying though. Cause like you being in class one day, you just like, yeah, I kind of got the point after the first sentence, but like I would lose focus on like little stuff. So like if I with my windows open, I have a tree out my window and like honeybees are always on the flowers. I'm like, oh, look at that bee. And then I end up counting all the bees when I should be writing something. So,
are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Because like, I find that really interesting.
Okay, Niles, you got our bad habit out here in public. Give us your bad habit.
I think mine is a bit introspective, but I'm looking to others for insight to make a particular decision that I've pretty much already made up my mind about. Because sometimes I don't trust myself. And, you know, it was a solid issue before, but I'm learning to scale back and seek God in myself first. You know, I still do it sometimes, and I've learned that it just ends up confusing me. You know, so like I end up vacillating and going back and forth. I'm like, why did I even include someone else when I already made the decision in my mind and I know what's best?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm learning to consult with myself first and trust myself enough to hit the target. And most of the time I do. You know, you have to discover and hold on to that inner voice, you know, that inner process. You know, don't just think with your head, but, you know, learn how to use your heart and make sure that your heart is in the right place. That's right. Something that I'm still working on. And then, I had another one. But you know what? Let's keep it to one. You know,
I'll piggyback on that one now. It's like I would say the same thing.
You're not perfect either.
I'm out of here. I'm maybe wearing white right now, but I'm not perfect.
But you are perfect if you're mature. If you're mature, perfect. Seriously, that's the Hebrew tense of the word, perfect. Mm. To be mature in everything you say or do. So you're perfect. Not the way, you know, Merriam-Webster says that you have to be without flaw. But you really are when you're mature enough to say, today I've got to do something for my tomorrow. That's maturity. That's perfection. So I can't just stand by and let you know, hear you say I'm not perfect. You are. You're perfect in whenever you do something because you're mature about it. That's just my two cents.
I feel better about myself right now.
Thank you. That's what the show is all about. Even we benefit. You know, it's wonderful that people tune in at Dr. Tanji's show. I'm, you know, plugging here on all social medias. But it's refreshing to know that we really are, we're adding value. I learned so much when I'm in your presence. And I hate that I'm not physically in your presence, guys, but I'm learning. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Vice versa.
Thank you, sir. Next question.
I'm learning how to use a ring light. But,
good for you.
Okay. Next question.
All right.
To this date, what is your greatest accomplishment? If you can pick one thing, like, man, I really knocked it out the park. I really killed it. I'm really proud of what I did.
Oh, boy.
Or in the process of doing.
Okay. Who's first? I'm ready. Who's first?
Go ahead. You just go ahead. I'm still okay. Like, processing.
All right. You want to do it? I can do it.
Go ahead. You first, and then I'll you go, okay. And then I'll follow.
Okay. The one thing that I am proud of, especially right now, is saying no. Saying no to what I've been taught by society, saying no to doubt, saying no to the naysayers when it came to, you know, pushing towards, you know, my dreams. I dealt with a lot of discouragement, especially prior to coming here, and it did weigh me down at times, but I realized that living for yourself is one of the best feelings that you can experience. It's fulfilling. It's like the happiest that I've ever been. This is when happiness came along, which is more of like a recent addition for me, because you had glimmers, but to truly experience joy is a little different. So saying no to what I've been fed and digested since birth, which was a hard thing to do, because you have to unlearn most of the things that you've been taught and that you picked up along the way. But it's been worth it. You know, I'm walking in my purpose, you know, each day now, and I love it. You know, because I kept myself miserable for, you know, my 20s, you know, pretty much until now. It was due to the fear of falling on my face and not making it. But that came from all the outside interference that I was, you know, talking about before. So because of what I was told and received from people who were stuck, now that I realize it, who were stuck and who had accepted and bought into mediocrity, who stopped dreaming and didn't feel their dream was possible, so they never embarked on it. I realized those are the people who were talking to me. Those were the people who were saying those things. And it's like, I guess people act on what's going on internally, you know, even if they're smiling and cool with everybody, you never know what they're dealing with on the, you know, inside. So I would say listening to the wrong people and people in general can and will deter you from getting to the other side. So, you know, now people tell me all the time that I motivate them and I make them hopeful. And that's what all it is about. That's what this is about. Yeah. And it's about inspiration. So that's my greatest accomplishment, because I said no to everything. And I didn't have anybody around me who was, you know, focused on what I was trying to do and so on. No handouts, nothing. And I've gotten to this point you know, of course with my, you know, family and God, but
for sure.
A lot of discouragement.
Wow. That is, man, that right there in and of itself, honestly, could be a monologue for the nations. When you finally make up your mind, you know what I mean? That's what you basically did. I love it. Yeah. My greatest fulfillment up until this point is leaving, and I don't want to offend anyone. That's never my intent. It's never my intent. This is a question that was posed for me, and because we are in the spirit of open honesty and sincerity, my greatest achievement thus far has been walking away from religion. And again, I know some people probably turned off the show. I'm so sorry if you did. It wasn't my intent to make you angry, but I use religion as a crutch. I thought that the only thing that God honestly wanted me to do was just seek his face, pray, pray, pray continuously, say I'm going to do something, but never follow through. I did more praying about it than being about what I was praying for. Didn't know that prayer was an action word. You have an action word, that means that you're doing something in that prayer. You're acknowledging God. When you stop to pray about it, think about that thing. You're acknowledging him as all sovereign, as head of everything in your life, period, right? That's your dialogue with him, but you're also giving him permission to use you in the earth. But it's that waiting, you know, I would pray and then I would just sit there and wait. It was like starting the business. I can pray all day, but if I don't put pen to paper and put a business, I'll just keep doing what I know I have to do. When I was a religious person, I would do nothing. I would put no action behind anything. I was in dogmatism. I was, you know, just going and doing what I was supposed to do to be a good, you know, lack of a better term, being a good Christian. Check it off, check it off, check it off. Okay, I'm at church. Check off. You're here. So I was just going to get my name checked off the roll. Anyway, I'm better now because of the relationship. I am seeking now his kingdom, and it's different than anything I ever thought in my whole life. So that part, by your saying that this is the best you've ever lived, the happiest you've ever been, the most fulfillment and joy, I can second that emotion, honestly. So I'm a better person because of the kingdom. Seriously.
There we go. Amen.
I would have to say for me, asking, like, not being afraid to ask for help. That's probably been really hard for me, because I will rather go through something and fail by myself and get destroyed than ask for help when I was growing up. But then I realized, I'm not in this place alone. I may have came into the world alone, and I may leave the world alone, but in the middle part, there are people here to help me out. So that's probably one of my greatest accomplishments. It's humbling.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know how to fix my car. Could you help me? But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, strip away that pride. Strip away
that
ego.
Oh, man.
You know, because I think we all suffer from that every once in a while. I don't want to ask this imposed question or whatever, because you don't want to seem like you're incompetent and so on. There's different issues. It also depends on, like, your upbringing, how you grew up. And if you did ask for help, people could have scolded you. So it just depends. But
right.
It's pride, man. Let's be vulnerable. And there's no such thing as embarrassment. It all depends on how you look at it.
Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly. Seriously, I do. Thank you, KJ, for sharing. Man, thank you, Niall. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nice question, good man.
It's time to see what's trending in the world.
All right.
I don't know if you guys have heard, but Los Angeles County's supervisor, Catherine Berger, just announced yesterday, Tuesday was yesterday, right? I don't know what it is because we're in quarantine for so long, but this is good news for Los Angeles County. July 4th is what they're aiming for, the earliest state. So
that's gonna be nuts.
I know.
People like running out, like, I'm afraid.
Yep.
people gonna forget to put on their clothes.
Oh my god.
Anybody say we can get out? What?
Oh man.
But that's the earliest time. It's not saying that, we're gonna get out here.
Right.
But,
like, for sure.
Possibly the earliest time.
to do. Mm-hmm.
Let's just make sure we're healthy first.
Right.
I said, let's just make sure we're healthy first. Let's not push it, you know.
There's also going to be some, like, regulations in right. play, like, oh, only this certain amount of people in this area. But
right.
other than that, we at least get to be outside and see the people we love.
Amen. Good Amen. Deal.
Reverend
That's good news, man.
So next up on Trending Topics, I know we've heard about the fatal shootings that have happened the last couple weeks, months ago, with Ahmaud Arbery and the EMT, Louisville, Breonna Taylor. I know we haven't talked about it much on the show when it was hot and fresh, but we just wanted to give our condolences and our support Absolutely. For the families who are affected, friends who are affected, and then let everybody know that we are here for love.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
This is a show founded on love, kingdom principles, God. So we just wanted to make sure that you all know that we're here for each other. We're here to talk about issues that may hurt because we're here to grow together and we do life together. So
absolutely. Absolutely. I just want to, I know Niles is getting ready to introduce our wonderful guest that's coming, but it's something that you said about us not expressing, you know, when everybody was talking about it, but it doesn't mean that it wasn't on our minds and in our heart. Mm-hmm. I think oftentimes about my own sons, you know, when they go out and they're, you know, riding and it's just, you know, it's just, I don't want to be fearful. I don't want to worry about it, but you know, that is something that could happen. It could happen to anybody.
It's in the
but especially, yeah. So our hearts are definitely with the families. Please know that.
Yeah. And I want to add the word action in conjunction with love, because if it wasn't for, you know, being active, they wouldn't have, you know, been able to sign the petition and, you know, brought it to light and, you know, arrested the people who were free for 2 months, which is interesting. You take someone's life and, you know, you're free for 2 months. But love and action, but the right kind of action, action stemming from love and justice. Yeah. Justice is not a bad thing.
That's right. That's right. Thank you for that. Wow. So,
positive.
I think it's that time right now.
It is
Drum roll. Okay, so today we have on the show, first she hails from Kansas City, Missouri, and she is a singer. She's an artist, which means she writes her own lyrics. She puts her heart, soul, and spirit into the music. I've heard it before. I've met her before. And she goes by the name of Bodacious Thang.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. Welcome to the show, pretty lady. How are you?
I'm
great.
Was that introduction okay? Was it enough for you, the introduction?
I loved it. I came in like the middle. So I like what I heard. Thank you. Absolutely.
Welcome to the show, lady.
Y'all are looking beautiful too.
Well, thank you, ma'am. You're doing some amazing things in the marketplace, you know, and whenever we have a guest on the show that's doing it, that's loving what they're doing, okay, and that's humble enough to say, you know what, it really does take a village. It's you listening, it's you supporting, it's you doing. Thank you for just showing us that you really can live your best life and love what you do.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, it does take a village. I've been in LA now for about 10 years, and I feel like I'm in a place now where I feel the happiest that I've ever felt.
Wow.
And I feel like I'm just more comfortable with myself, and that allows me to be more open with others as well. But you know, when you first start out, it's just everything is unknown, especially me coming from a smaller town to LA was like, oh my God, so scary. And I didn't even know how to talk to people. I was like really Lockers. Shut down, really afraid.
It's a big place.
Yeah, so the city just, it really took me on a journey, made me grow up pretty quickly, I think, and I'm really grateful for everybody.
It would do
my
that.
Life. Yeah. I'm grateful for the people in my life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't want to hog you and just kind of take you, but I when I listen to your music, I listen to your lyrics, I could literally see the story that you were telling, and especially there's one, I can't say it on the air, I really want to though. I listen to it and I'm like, whoa, what?
Yeah, I keep it clean. Yeah, I've been in a lot of bands. So before Bodacious Thing, I always felt like I couldn't say what I wanted to say. And that's the song that you're speaking about, We Can Bleep. I know that's the one.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it clean. But yeah, I just got tired of not being able to say what I want. And wow. My bandmate, Luis Munoz, he is completely on board with that as well. And we've been in a lot of bands together. And me and him just broke off and was like, let's just do what we want, whether it's clean, raunchy, just keep it real. Whatever you're feeling, let's just put it out and let's just do that.
Yeah. And
that's what music is supposed to be. I mean, everybody's trying to fit into a mold, and that's what they tell you need to be in the music industry. And I just don't care about that anymore. I just want to be me and be happy, living my truth. And just put it out. People grab it, they grab it. If they don't, they don't. But I don't want to leave this world catering to people and I'm not happy. Okay. So that's kind of what Bodacious is about.
Okay.
I was just about to ask that, but you already answered that for me.
There you go.
All right.
Wow. You really are a demonstration of today's principle. I mean, it fits right in the mold of the thick of things. And I am, you're a true testament of living life, and you're living it on your terms. You're living it out loud and in color. So kudos to you, lady.
Hey.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Some of the earlier days leading up to this kind of place where you are now, where you're like, you know what? I'm taking the limits off me. I'm taking the limits off this music. I'm going to do this. It took you some time to get here. What was that early, I guess, it that you say, you know what? I'm done. We know where you are now, but prior to your getting here, can you name a couple of things that you had to kind of go through to realize that that's is not serving a purpose in your life and in your mission?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things, but I think that one of the really big things that helped me just see the world in a different way, my mom I wanted to go out of the country a couple years ago. And my friend had went to Japan. And I was like, I want to go there. I just want to go there. I don't know how I'm going to go there. And my mom was like, just buy the ticket. We'll figure it out. And that was just a beautiful blessing. And when I went to Japan, it was just such a different world from what I had seen here.
Mm.
And there's a lot of beauty there, and everything is very, the nature and everything is gorgeous, and the people are very nice and everything like that. But what I do notice in their culture is that if you're a lawyer, you're a lawyer. That's what you do. You don't stray from that. That is what you do. If you're a janitor, you are the best janitor ever. Like right. And there's so much pride in that. And that's how their society works. But in America, it's very like, you can just be all over the place doing anything, which can cause a lot of confusion if you don't know what you want to do. But me being somebody that knows that I love music, knows that I want to write, knows that this is what I'm supposed to do. I've always felt that music is what I'm supposed to do. And I'm holding back in a place where I have no reason to, other than it's just me holding myself back. And I'm living in a place where I can, right now it's, you know, crazy, but okay. For all of this, there was nothing holding me back other than myself. And being in Japan kind of made me see that, just because of how their whole government and how everything is ran. And it is a beautiful mm-hmm. thing, but it's very like, you have your lane and that's where you stay. Yeah, that's what you do. And okay. So coming back from there, it just made me want to look at, it just changed my perception of how life is. And that there's a lot more that I could be doing. And I was afraid of every little thing. And if you just got on a plane and went to Japan where you don't know the language, you don't know nothing, and you came back and you are not insane and you still have your right mind, it's like, girl, you need to get your life together. You can do something. Why are you scared of writing this song? Why are you scared of asking to collaborate with other people? Why? I just started questioning all the things that I was afraid of. And I was like, this doesn't make sense. And I'm grateful to have friends that would be behind me too and just be like pushing me. But you know, if you don't want to push yourself, it don't matter what people say.
No, absolutely. So
that's true.
It kind mm-hmm. of, it just broke that ceiling that I was putting over myself, I guess.
That's, wonderful.
You know?
Absolutely wonderful. Yeah. Wow. So,
I'm great. And my friend went along with me it was a big experience for both of us. So I was glad. I was glad I didn't have to go alone. And it was really cool to have that with somebody else. And
right.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time.
You know, I liken you to another artist, and I hope you forgive me for this, but it's PJ Morton. You're familiar with PJ Morton?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, all right. And you know where I'm going with this question, right?
I'm not sure. Bring it, throw it at me.
you and PJ have commonality in that you're from you're PKs. Yeah.
I forgot about that part. I totally went over my head.
How was that for you to honestly make up in your mind that I'm not doing anything wrong living what I honestly believe is in my purpose? That's kind of difficult to do when you have, you know, that kind of foundation. How was that for you? Yeah.
That's a great question.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Yeah, growing up in the church, I grew up in Pima Baptist Church. It was very traditional. No instruments were allowed at the time. Everything's a cappella. Uh-huh. Everything. And if we did have a keyboard, it was because it was a special day and we had like guest choirs coming in and stuff like that. But it was very like chants, hymns, and very spiritual. I'm really glad I grew up in that way. But I think that's why I was so shy, you know, and afraid mm-hmm. of everything, because I felt like everything I did, I was going to go to hell. Right. Even if I thought it mm-hmm. was wrong, even if I thought it was right, somehow it was wrong somewhere else that I didn't know. So I'm going to hell. Like everything led to me going to hell. And so that, I had to shake that off of me. And I was just a lot of fear built around that. And a lot of those Christian principles definitely are within me. And there's a lot of great in it. But that fear part really, I feel like it really pushed me. It just made me afraid. And so pushing past that, moving to LA really helped me see that there are different cultures, there are different things that are going on that, you know, I had never even experienced. I had never seen someone from Sweden. I didn't know what Sweden was. Like, I didn't know what an Egyptian person even looked like. Or like, because I'm from the country. I'm from the woods. Okay. Where you see bears and stuff, that's where I'm from originally.
Okay.
So to come to LA and see all these different cultures, all these different people. And one thing that really stuck out to me was a lot of the people that I was befriending, mm-hmm. they weren't Christians and didn't grow up the way that I believed. And I thought, well, all these people are going to hell, even though these people are helping me eat. Because I was poor. I didn't have any money. I still ain't rich or nothing like that, but.
Oh, yes, you are. I can't let you say that on this show. I'm so
rich in spirit. I'm going to say rich in spirit. We're going to correct you.
You're going to be booked around the world, woman. Yeah. Watch what I tell you. Because you've been on this show, you watch. Hey. You're going to be getting calls from around the world.
Hey, I accept that. Thank you.
I claim it.
But
you're very welcome.
Thank you. But wow. I guess to wrap this story up, I just come in here. Really helped me kind of break down all those fear barriers and just love people as they are, who they are, and learn how to love myself in return, because I just didn't know what that meant, because I was just always afraid to figure out who I am. I would just stay in a corner and hide until I needed some food. You know, I had to come out. But when I was thrown into this big city, LA, I was 18 when I moved here. It made me have to start speaking to people. I couldn't hide. I had nobody, no friends, no family, nobody that moved here. I moved here by myself. Mm-hmm. So I was forced to just come out of my shell and figure out things on my own. And that led to homelessness and waking up at people's houses that I don't know and doing a lot of dark things. But it led me to the light. So I'm so grateful. Absolutely. I could say that, you know,
absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely. You're going to be choked here. You're brushing the surface, of course, but for you to have come through that and still stand today and still, you know, love humanity, love yourself, and really want to thrive in what you're doing, you know, for us in the marketplace, that's to be complimented. You're to be, you know, called a success. Because you answered the call, really, you answered the call, and you're living your life. And you're not infringing upon anybody else's rights. You're merely putting music out there, feel-good music, okay? And some that kind of tell you what you're thinking.
You know, you gotta have a mood for all the moods.
I love it, absolutely. What would you tell someone who says, I'm from Kansas, you know, I'm a pre-K's kid, you know, I'm a PK, and I do what you're doing, but just like you said, I'm scared because it's like I'm going against everything that I, you know, was taught, in a sense. What would you tell that person who's watching or who's listening, or that'll be watching tomorrow or next week? How would you tell them, you know, to kind of put that plan into action?
I would say, it's going to be hard, but if you really want to do it, you have to start trying something. If you want to write a song, start writing every day. Write every day. Try to listen to other artists. Do your research on who you really like, and then do some open mics. Just go out there and try to do something. If you're not willing to put any, and now you have Instagram Live, you can turn the phone on and say, hey y'all, I'm about to sing, listen or not. You know, you could put yourself out there in so many ways now. I would say just go for it and try it. And if you really want to do it, you'll keep doing it. I don't feel like I chose to be a musician or a singer, songwriter. I just am. That's just who I'm supposed to be. And I was running from it. I was trying everything I could to not be front and center of a band. I've sang backgrounds. I've been an academic counselor. I've done random jobs because I just was too afraid to try. And now that I have put myself in the forefront, I just wish I would have started when I was younger, when I first moved here, because that was the only thing. The only thing that was holding me back was me not trying, me taking steps to distract myself from what I knew I really wanted to do. So anybody that's watching, I would say, yeah, just start, try, do something right, go to open mics, meet people that you like to, that you think would vibe with you musically, and just go for it and see what happens.
Wow, man, spoken like someone who truly has gone through something to get to where they are now. Seriously, thank you. Hey. Thank you so, so very much. You really are a fresh of breath air. You are a light. You are.
And thank you so much.
For you to live, oh honey, come on, you're giving me chill bumps here, woman. For you to be living the life that, you know, you kind of, it chose you, but you're still at the helm of life. Yeah. So you have become music. You know, I think someone said in an interview with Michael Jackson, you know, what is it that you know that makes you do what you do? And he said, I've become the music.
Yeah.
That's what you become. You had to become.
I claim it all.
Amen. How can we stay in touch and kind of keep up with what you're doing and some of the appearances that you're going to be at when all of this is lifted, as July 4th is our, hopefully, our expected date? How can we stay abreast in current affairs with you?
I am always on the gram, so at Bodacious Thing, and Spotify, Apple Music, all that stuff, to check out the music, and definitely any DM me anytime. I'm up there answering away. I like to talk to everybody and, you know, see what everybody's doing too. Yeah, that's where you find me. We're going to release some new music coming up pretty quick. We've been recording a lot. I've been writing a lot over this quarantine, and it's been really a beautiful thing to be able to just really focus on that. I worked at a music school, and then they let me go due to this whole thing. So, and I was there for 10 years.
Best thing they could have done. Best thing you could have ever done. You talk about being pushed.
Yes. I was pushed out of that thing. I tell you that. Wow. That is true. And I love that place. But it has, the pen and paper have been my best friend even more so since all of this has happened. So I'm grateful for it.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bodacious Thang.
Thank you, guys. Niall KJ and Dr. Tan J.
Thank you for proving it to yourself. Thank you for proving it to yourself that it had no further, you know, grips on you. Fear out the window. Homelessness, the window. Dark things and dark places out the window.
Yes.
How about that?
Hey.
Thank you. You really are the epitome of this principle. We are truly grateful for you being here with us. Sorry we had to meet under these kind of circumstances, but we are glad that you're here. Thank you so very much for showing us how to do it in spite of. Absolutely.
Anytime.
Absolutely.
We all gonna make, sorry, one more thing. We're all gonna fall and just gotta keep getting up. So,
man, come on. We're gonna try to do it.
We gotta know it. Don't be ashamed to fall. Just keep falling and getting back up.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you. Wow. Now, KJ, man, you guys really, you did it again. I mean, it's a warm feeling to know that we really are making a difference. And I pray that we are adding value to those who are listening to us and spending their time with us. Don't forget, on Mondays, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we do another edition of Talk to Tanji, where we literally have people come on the show, tell us what they're working with and working on, rather, and then we kind of put pen to paper and help them get to where they need to be in this wonderful thing called life. Thank you guys for being a part of the Dr. Tanji Show. And until next time,
bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, you just leave.
You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott.